right, talking Heather's husband. Let's get to group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, and you can chime in on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. Hey, I wanted to see if you'd ask your listeners for a little help on my behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my situation. My husband turned 40 this year. He's been doing some cliche midlife crisis stuff.
All right.
Like he joined a basketball league, bought a motorcycle, wants to take cooking classes.
Okay.
I didn't think much of it at first, but we've always been happy together. Now I'm starting to wonder, though. He goes to the gym every day now, and he started watching what he eats. So I'm starting to wonder what's next. My girlfriends are telling me these are all signs of trouble. They think I should keep a close eye on him. Part of me thinks it's a typical midlife crisis kind of thing, but the other part thinks the younger woman might be the next thing on his list.
Mm.
Are my girlfriends right, or should I just ignore it?
Mm.
Like I said, typically I wouldn't pay any attention to this, but I'm all up in my head about it now, so thanks in advance.
I mean, could you go with him to some of the gym things and just, like, you know, go with him as your wife and observe what's happening? Is that in the cards? Is that a thing?
Well, I feel like maybe you jump on board his new health kick with him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's typically the best way to go about it. And then if he pushes back on that, then maybe that raises a little bit of a, but he might really like want you to jump in with him, but doesn't want you to feel insulted like he thinks you should.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I would be worried. I don't know if, like, your friends maybe saying this. Is that a weird red flag that your friends are going, hey, I'd be careful? Like, do they know something and they're not telling you? Or do you just have friends that are, like, weird?
Well, April says, what kind of friends do you have? Maybe
right.
You need to reevaluate who you're hanging out with.
Right.
Sounds like he's just trying to take better care of himself and enjoy life.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I mean, you and I have crossed that milestone. And I think, you know, you do have to make more of an effort to try to live a healthier life than maybe you did when you were younger. And that could very well be just what it's about, is just trying to work at it a little bit more to kind of hang on to your youth as much as you can to just feel better.
Is he cooking for you now that he's taking those cooking classes?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, are you benefiting from the cooking classes that he's taking? And I mean, like, I honestly don't see a red flag with that. Unless there's something that starts to pop up where he starts hiding his phone.
Right.
He starts taking calls away from you.
He's acting suspicious, but it doesn't sound like he is. He's just got some new activities.
Right, exactly. If he changes his passwords and doesn't tell you, if, you know, his phone screen is different, or, you know, that of, you know, someone else.
Eric says, being in my late 50s, I can tell you all this stuff is totally normal.
Mm-hmm.
Little heads up, though, with your girlfriends. They may have good intentions, but you never listen to your girlfriends about your dude, never, ever. If you have questions with your dude, sit him down. Have a real, direct, honest conversation to see where his head's at.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
It is just as simple as, hey, I've noticed some new things. What's behind that?
Yeah, and if he's, and you feel, and look, you can detect his BS. You've been together, I'm sure, a long time. So you can probably hear if his answer is genuine or not when he gives it to you.
Exactly.
So, if you've got a suggestion, maybe you've been in this situation and everything turned out well, whatever, 502-795-1997 is our number.
One more comment from Courtney. Here I am in my mid-30s wondering when turning 40 became midlife crisis age. I can't even imagine being concerned that I have a partner who wants to work out and play sports and learn new things. I'd join him, suggest other adventures as well, like marathoning, hiking, kayaking, dance, art classes. I mean, what's the alternative here? Lazy crackhead, basement dweller gamer that survives on Taco Bell and Mountain Dew? Sounds like your dusty friends are creating problems that aren't there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right, if you have anything more to add, let us know. 502-795-1997. But yeah, I mean, Heather, I feel like we're just saying, hey, let's not worry about this just yet. All right?
No, exactly. And right. Maybe jump in.
And jump in, yes. And enjoy the benefits and the fruits of his labor.
And him cooking dinner.
And him and his new buff bod.
There you go.
All right, it's 99.7 EJX.